Blog Talk Radio.
Fussing and fighting, we back at it again. I know that it's my fault, you don't understand. I got memories, this is crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. Good with mom, good with pop, good with all my. I should try, truth desire, wanna let you in, but no. These memories, and it's crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know.
She living her best life.
She took the whole day off. Like, she took the whole day off like this with Thanksgiving,
the whole day.
Christmas. What? What?
Yep, posted pictures with no makeup and shit.
No makeup.
I'm done.
Oh, no, but no if I'm getting my feet and stuff done, and I want to, when I get when my eyebrows and snaps, I'm trying to look all the way cute. I'm fucking makeup on.
Hell yeah, I got on the Snapchat room. That's the first thing I seen her funky ass feet all up in the air. I'm going to get the petty stuff and no makeup. I'm like, this hell for you.
That's fine.
Listen, I'm not mad at her.
That's why.
She's doing what she want to do, and I'm not mad at her. All I'm saying is, don't be trying to throw that shit in people's faces. Like, you know that is what that is. I guess we gonna leave that backstage.
Yeah, I mean we don't. Yeah, because if we told the world how she likes to act on us behind the scenes,
like she's
black ass as all. And she say stuff, they make y'all be like, what?
So we I got two words for y'all. Highfalutin.
You people. But anyway, we're here, so we came in tonight to hang with you guys to talk anything other than bullshit ass Valentine's Day. So yeah, we're here. We drink, we talk, we say inappropriate ass things because we are your inappropriate ass friends. So let me tell y'all about last minute ass people. Okay. So I'm in the store. I'm working. Every man that came in there asked me, "This is all y'all got?" It is fucking 8:30. It is 9 o'clock. So matter of fact, it's 2:45. We getting ready to close. You got the audacity to ask me if this is the only thing that we got. You should have got your ass here at 8 a.m. and got these dozen of flowers that was fresh at that time. And that would have been right. But you late. And you want to ask me dumbass questions. So whether it would have been right of me to say a dumbass answer that?
You stupid.
Wow.
Oh, listen, sir.
But is it possible? Is it not possible you got something in the back somewhere hidden? It's possible.
Nope. Them flowers came, like, literally, them flowers came in on Monday. Them flowers have been there. We've been watering them, keeping them healthy so they can look beautiful for your day. We're down to the last 5 single flowers. We ain't got no more dozen roses. We ain't got no more. All we got is single.
Mm.
And then one person, one guy I did because he was young and he was picking through some stuff and he was getting the young lady a balloon. But I noticed that the balloon was not as big and puffy and beautiful as it was when it first was blown up. So I said, "Hey, look, that balloon is not as good as that same balloon that's over there. I would like for you to go on over there and get that one because I think she would like the fact that her balloon looks like it was just blown up." And he was like, "Oh, man, thank you, brother."
That was very nice of you. You just taught him something that he'll take with him for the rest of his life. You just fooled his ass.
Are you being funny? Are you deep throwing?
No, I'm saying though. Listen. In the future, if he has the choice between a saggy titty that looks a little deflated and one that looks like it is fully inflated, no, of course you go for the fully inflated titty. You don't go for that saggy titty. I'm just saying, these are life lessons learned, you know what I'm saying, on Valentine's Day.
Okay, let me know what we can learn. Just talk about lessons learned on Valentine's Day. Have you ever learned a lesson on Valentine's Day? Have you ever learned a lesson?
How to pull out.
Yeah, how to pull out and how to not on the damn skin when you know when she didn't keep shit or you got a cheap ass gift from her ass.
Okay. Oh man, what's a cheap ass gift though? What's a cheap ass gift?
Some females, they act like some females, like they don't know how to shop for their man. Like you got to be in a relationship for like shit, like six months to a year to really know what your man like. Like if you out there just casually dating and like y'all been dating for 2 months. He don't know nothing what he's like. Like, he ain't even tried to figure out enough. He coming in with an old bullshit-ass card and some old bullshit.
Men ain't supposed to get nothing on Valentine's Day. That's the most overrated bullshit I ever heard in my life.
Like, we ain't supposed to get nothing. Like, it's in the Valentine's Day handbook.
Like the Valentine's Day handbook.
Men don't get shit. I ain't read that in the small print.
Well, I mean, you can't read it no way, so I don't understand why.
Mercy, how in the hell did the shade come to me? Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, Wendy Williams, what the hell? Did she just say a Gail King me? Did she just Gail me? Come on, did she just Gail me? Jesus.
Lord have mercy.
But, okay, so listen. I had a conversation with somebody in the store today because she was like, "Do you buy me a gift?" I said, "I bought my boyfriend a card. I did. And I wrote him a nice little message in it and everything. I think that with some women don't see it as a man's holiday too, but I do. So you're not going to say that women don't know that. Some women do know that, and they appreciate their men.
Hold on. Are you saying that to say that you're one of those women that recognize that it is a two-way holiday?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you got him a card with a note?
It was a really nice note. I always write nice notes in my cards.
Very nice note. You are a great writer, absolutely. And what did he get for you?
He's in Atlanta. I don't know.
I didn't hear you. What was that?
He's in Atlanta right now. Where we didn't have it celebrated.
Oh, you haven't celebrated. But you sure he got you something, correct?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, now she don't. Now she don't fucking know. Now you don't fucking know. No.
I don't. Okay. I legit don't know, because if he sent me something in the mail from Atlanta, it ain't got here yet. So I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
What do I think what?
Do you think he sent you something?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. If he did,
I'm
going
to answer questions. I'm going to answer for him.
You see what I'm saying?
He's good.
Thank you,
he's good at getting gifts and, like, random, like, stuff, like, say, for instance, like.
I don't know. Like, I legit don't know, because we've been having some shaky moments. I don't know.
All right. I got you. And I hear you. All right. Maybe that was just me trying to catch you out there, right? But on the normal, I don't think women look at it like it's a two-way. And for you, there was a woman who said it was a two-way, and you sent the nigga a card and a letter. You know what I'm saying? Like how fucking two-way is that? You know what I'm saying? So I hear what you're saying, but for the most part, that's why I don't even fuck with this holiday. But for the most part, it's the man getting a woman a gift and the woman giving the man some pussy. And I don't think pussy should ever be a gift.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so.
Okay, that's what it needs to come down to. He gets you some chocolate, some jewelry, a card, whatever, flowers.
That's why I said some women know and some women don't.
Girl, I'm sorry.
Like, go out and spend money like it's Christmas. You ain't got to do all of that. But some dudes go out and they'll fall out for their girl or whatever, And some, like, women just be like, okay, I'm just going to get this lingerie and wear it for him. But you basically buying a gift for yourself.
I mean, you can't appreciate to get all lingerie. You can't appreciate that. You can't appreciate this classless costume.
Yeah, I can appreciate it, but shit, ain't nothing they just talk.
You want to hear some funny shit? As opposed to taking my money and buying you lingerie and saying you bought it for me, bitch, you get butt naked and paint fucking my favorite landscape painting on your titties.
Oh,
how about that?
Man.
No, man. How about that?
Good,
get some watercolor, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying. You just said put something right around your navel.
Get a body paint artist to come in and paint some shit. And yeah.
No, I ain't saying the body paint artist, no, but then you got to pay a motherfucker for that, bitch. Do it yourself. Finger paint, nigga. Do it yourself. We economizing.
I don't know finger paint.
Whoa.
I'm going to pay somebody to come in here and give me a good old lash and put some rolling heels on these rolling heels. You know what I'm saying?
You stupid. You stupid.
Why am I being stupid?
No doubt. No doubt. I ain't mad at that.
I'm just trying to make it easy for him to take it easy.
I'm saying you gotta make sure that shit is like biodegradable, you know what I'm saying? Non toxic, because motherfucker gonna lick your titties and get fucking lead poisoning. Nobody wants that.
Nobody's gonna give him lead poisoning. That's why you use the right type of stuff. Right.
I'm just saying. You gotta use the right shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to lay on a table or some shit with your favorite foods or something, you know?
Yo, that would be so gangster. You know how they have like a bowl of fruit? You have like a bowl of fruit on your midsection and you just lay there sideways like, nigga. What? That shit sounds sexy.
Yeah. But you don't appreciate some shit like that. You don't appreciate it.
See, but that's some shit right there that takes some kind of thought. We might have been just joking when we started it, but by the time you're in the thought process, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some real shit that a motherfucker would appreciate.
I just want you to appreciate some shit that I'm doing. Because if I go out of my way to do some shit and your ass don't appreciate that shit, yo, you think my ass is petty on a regular ass day. You don't want to meet my petty on a day where you done pissed me off and showed me your unappreciation. You don't want that. No. Oh, nigga, you want to eat this food and you're on 3 seconds, you're going to sit over there. You're going to be hungry.
All right. So let me ask you this. All right. Fuck Valentine's Day. Just period. What's the worst gift that a mate or a person trying to get what you ever gave?
Nothing. I got nothing. I spent years in a relationship and never got nothing.
Me too.
Yeah. Years. I'm like, yo, okay. All right, I got you. Holla. Niggas all mine. I hope karma comes to get you. And karma comes to get you.
I hear you, and I don't disagree with you necessarily. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're expecting something to get nothing, that's a hard feeling, and I felt that too.
Yeah.
But also, when you get a gift from somebody, and then you realize how little of a gift you got from them, like this nigga literally put no fucking thought into this shit. And not only no thought, but they couldn't have even realized they were giving it to me. But then they gave it to me, so they knew they were giving it to me. So, that mean, they give no fucks about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost worse. So, I say all that to say, one time, I got a card from my daughter's mother that I knew somebody gave to her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, wow.
How the fuck do you like a card, nigga? Not even a gift. Not even a gift. It wasn't even a gift that was regifted. It was a card that was regifted, nigga. You regifting cards now?
And see, that's thing right there. My ex-fiance,
the card,
I'm lying like a motherfucker on her, but you ain't going to do me dirty.
Yeah, sometimes, man, it's that lack of respect to even a card is what, $2, $3, $4? So, I mean, I hear what y'all saying with that nothing, but that shit was even worse than nothing.
True.
But fuck that bitch. That's why we don't like her today. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. That was wrong.
So what did, how much did you spend on her? That's the
question. Well, I mean, this wasn't a Valentine's Day or nothing like that. This was a Father's Day card, actually. See, you got to realize, at this point, this woman was living with me or for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, so I did everything for her. So, I mean, for you to say what did I mean, everything.
Okay,
you know what I mean? So,
okay.
But, I mean, it was what it was. And it was funny because, all right, so the reason that she got the card, because they had, she used to be a single parent, right? So you know how these chicks be all that, or for Father's Day, they give a mother a card. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they just didn't write on the inside of the card. But I remember her having this conversation with me vividly about 1 year, her friends, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So I vividly remember having this conversation with her. And then to get a card, and it wasn't so much that the card that I got, it was you could see the aging on. You know what I'm saying? You could tell it wasn't a new card. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
So, so you put 2 and 2 together, you know what I'm saying? Like, the average motherfucker who probably didn't listen to her may not have caught that, but I caught that shit. You know what I'm saying? I caught it. But, I mean, that is what that is.
Wow, my nigga, though. That's not okay.
All right, so boom. This is what happened to me. It's Christmas. So you're expecting, like, a major, you know what I'm saying? Nothing major, but if she didn't give you her what she wanted or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, telling you basically what she wants. You know what I'm saying? And then you go out and get it. And then you get nothing. So, the chick I was about to marry, right? She wanted a system in a car because back then everybody had systems or whatever. And so she seen this one chick. She was like, man, she got a system. I want a system. I was like, let's see what we can do. All right. So, I surprised her with the system. She didn't know she was going to get it. So, I took it. And I spent, like, for the speakers, the amp, and the radio. That shit was about a good $3,000. So I took a car, told I was going to wash it, and I took it, and I got it installed and everything. But this was, like, I think it was 24th. Yeah, because the dude was a rush job because they was about to close. It was 24th Christmas Eve. So I pulled back up at a job, dropped the car off, and then I just left because she got off work at 12 o'clock for Christmas time. So that way, when she get in the car, system be already in there, all she'll do is crank it up, hit a boom. So I did that, but she also seen this damn, back then, because you know, Echo Ryan was the shit back then. So she seen this leather damn Echo Ryan jacket that she wanted, and that bitch was $500. So I got it. So I got that for her, plus the damn coat and the system and shit, and she wanted this damn herringbone link or whatever. So I got that too. So I'm like, okay, I got you. But ain't worry about it, because I just knew she going to give me something, like, major. You know? I just knew it was going to be something good. Bruh. I woke up Christmas morning. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Then the bitch wouldn't even cook breakfast. I ate a bowl of cold syrup, bro.
This is just a kicker.
I'm thinking that we're going to meet, you know what I'm saying, eating dinner, Christmas dinner and shit. This bitch is with the side niggas, eating dinner in his damn uncle's house and shit. So, me being me, old girl that was downstairs with uncle, she didn't like my ex, but she called me. She's like, yo, your bitch over here with a brand new jacket on, all this bullshit, all up in this nigga's face. They kissing this shit. And I was like, okay. I had a key to a car. I pulled up on some old sneaky, stuffy shit. Ripped the whole system out the car. Bitch didn't even know. Until she got in that bitch and got ready to leave. So when she got in the car, cut the car up, she reached in there trying to cut the damn radio on her hand, went in the dashboard. She didn't get shit. So she calling me all damn frantic and shit. I made it look good too. And I left the damn door cracked, all that shit, like somebody really broke her damn car. Somebody broke in my car. So I said, where you at? Why you worried about where I'm at? Somebody broke my car. So I'm trying to tell you where you at. Because you tell me where you at, I can come help you. Never mind. So she comes to the house later on that evening, and she was like, I can't believe somebody broke in my car, blah, 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 blah. Then she turned around and she sees the speaker sitting in the corner.
This nigga. Subliminal master.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, here goes a lesson learned on Valentine's Day. Keep the receipts when you buy them bitches, they shit. Keep the receipts when you buy these bitches, that shit. Lesson learned on Valentine's Day.
Hey, I had a chick tell me that. So I'm going to keep the receipts. She told me that shit years ago. I guess it works both ways. If the girl buy you something fucked up, or you know what I'm saying? You done bought all your shit, all damn expensive shit, take that shit back. Just be called an Indian giver, fuck.
I'd rather be called the Indian giver than be called broke.
True.
So, yeah, so far we got two lessons learned on Valentine's Day. Let's see how many more we can get before the end of the show. There we go.
I'm definitely, I'm posting it on the page.
Have you ever bought something for somebody for their Valentine's Day, but they came in with a fucking attitude and all that bullshit, but you just said fuck it, they didn't give them a gift?
Nah, I can't say I've ever had that happen.
I did it.
Do tell, brother. Do tell.
All right, this is what happened. So, boom. This was 2016. So, me and Chick, we had been in and out, fussing or whatever. And we both have been trying to get back together, but she wanted to act crazy. So, on Valentine's Day, I was like, bump it. I'm going to get on one knee. I'm going to go ahead and start the pose on this motherfucker. I damn went got the ring and shit. Didn't tell nobody. I ain't tell best friend. I ain't tell nobody. She comes in with a nasty-ass attitude, just griping and complaining, talking shit. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to do nothing. Yada, yada, yada. Eyeball rolling, teeth sucking. I was like, okay, so you don't want to go to eat or nothing for Valentine's Day. It's just a regular ass day. I was like, okay. So we went to McDonald's, sat there and watched their movie. I kept the ring in my pocket. Next day, took that bitch right back. So if she
was about
she probably pissed off. Yeah, she probably pissed off. I took that motherfucker right. I took that bitch right back and then got her back. Huh?
Who was you about to propose to? Nigga, you can fuck that.
You know, but we ain't going to discuss that. But anyway, so I took the damn ring back.
I don't fucking know. Y'all don't want to get fucked if I fucking know.
You know. Because you always find her on this show. We ain't even going to discuss that. But, wrong, what I did, after I took the ring back. See, that's why I didn't want to even say nothing. Wrong, what I did was I took the ring back. I took it and went and got tickets to the damn, what concert was that? Because me and best friend went.
who was that come that came to the Coliseum? We went to the damn concert.
So you ended up going to the concert when you took the shit back, bottom line.
So I know. See, what I was going to do when I got the ring is I will get the ticket the following week for the damn concert. And I just said, fuck it. I went and got some bitch the day I took the ring, but I took it back the next day. And I went and got the damn ticket the damn day. I thought I left the damn jewelry store. I thought I left K. I came down down the street and went to the concert and got the ticket to the concert.
I hear that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I didn't know that you bought all my phone the head around. That's funny.
All right, so Amon, from a female perspective, right?
What?
Do give you something for whatever reason. Dude takes it back. How do you look at him now?
I ain't nobody never done nothing like that.
So you don't get shit taken back from you?
No, because what last year? So last year we played Let's Make a Deal because he knows that Let's Make a Deal is my favorite game show to watch. So we kind of played like a mock version of Let's Make a Deal. And I had to choose between, like, three envelopes. And so I chose, I think it was, like, envelope number three, and I got a song for my Pandora bracelet. So if he takes it back, what's the point of you taking it back? You can't take it back to the store, and you can't, if you give it to somebody else, that's cashy. What do you know? No, it's my bracelet. It's my charm. Yeah, what? Take it back. You're
going to
be outside your mind.
What is yours?
You go. Huh?
All right, so what about engagement rings? He gives you an engagement ring, and then y'all break up. Do you give the engagement ring back?
It's not yours legally yet, so you want to give it back. Unless he says, no, keep it, it's yours, then it's mine. But an engagement ring is only a promise to say that we're going to get married. It does not become mine until we are married. So you can have it. If you ask
for
it. All
right, so since we have the concept of engagement rings, can that engagement term go to other things? Like, can I get you an engagement car? And if we don't get married, then bitch, give me my car back. Can I get, like, an engagement weave? You know what I'm saying? Like different shit. Can I get you engagement shit? And if it don't work out, it come back to me?
Well, we can have an engagement. It could be an engagement house. It could be an engagement car.
Right.
It can be engagement whatever. Which is fine, but if we choose not to get married, okay, then that's not my car anymore. I have to, if you ask for the car back, I got to give it back to you. Especially if
I like this whole concept of engagement gifts. I like this. So you get an engagement ring.
Yeah.
If you don't get married, you get a ring back. Engagement house. If we don't get married, you move the fuck out. I like this.
I understand that if I have to move out because it's not my house. Even though you bought this house for us, my house is not my house. If my name is not on it. It's not my house. Now, if he says, you know, I bought this house for you. This house is yours. You know, I'm giving it to you, and I'll leave. Whatever. But, if you say you gotta get out, all right, but I guess I'm gonna need about 30 to 45 days to get my shit together. And I'll be gone. Now, when I leave, and you see me out here gallivanting in these streets, if you say shit, you tell me to leave. Tell me the name. You told me to give me my feedback. You saw it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, unless you switch some names over and some stuff, I can't go. And I would understand it. Like, that's me. I would understand it. But will other females understand it? I don't know. Y'all know I'm cut different.
That is true. That is true.
I'm cut a little different than the rest of these mofos out here in the street. But you can't give no engagement weeds. I heard you say that shit's funny. No. Oh, yeah.
Got you.
No.
I like that one.
So let me see if I can Let's see. I think somebody just answered the question. Okay.
So
the question was, what lesson have you learned on Valentine's Day? Voltaire says, the more I stuff my face, the more I have to work it off, but YOLO. Ma'am, what? He eating. He out here eating in the street. That's what she out here doing. She's feeling her business. I also asked a question on the Facebook page. What did you single-ass people do on your single-ass, on this single-ass day? I got some funny comments. So we're about to go through those. So Jason says he treated himself to a massage and it felt pretty good. Okay. You know. Miranda, she has been a guest. Huh?
That means he jerked off. That's what that means. He treated himself to a massage, and it felt good.
It felt pretty good. Miranda, who is a friend of the show, she has been here before. She said she hoed.
See?
She's single. She's hoeing. Lelia says she worked and explored her layover, and currently she was cupcaking at the time. Be a sad for her, we think. I laughed at her. I laughed hard. Takisa said she worked and spent time with her son. Robert said he worked, masturbated, and slept.
See?
There's some single people out here doing that.
Yeah, that's good. Eat you some chocolate. Take a nap. Relax. Fuck else is there to do?
Right, like me, I work both jobs. I have a boyfriend. My boyfriend works his job. He's like I said, he's working in Atlanta for the next 4 months. Me, I work both of my jobs, and I've been tired. I had this look on my face of disgust most of the day. This is a regular, regular ass day. Like, I don't know why people felt the need. Like, yo, it's fucking Friday. That's what the fuck is here for. Like, what are you talking about? Friday.
The funny thing is, I'm almost positive if you would have been able to smother your man with your pelvis region and just rub it all over his face until you fucking splashed off, you would have had a totally different view of today.
No, because now it still wouldn't have been today because he still would have had to work today. He still would have had to work. I don't know. It's something different if it would have, you know, fell on the weekend and he was here. Now that's different. But now, you know, yeah, you're right. If it was a point of where we could, I would have slid down his face. Yep, I said it, whatever. But yeah, it's just not right now. I'm okay with it. I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm okay. Whatever. Like I can't slide down his face anytime I want to, like you're saying? So, when I want to. better be glad at this point, because he might get everything.
Okay, let me ask y'all a question. So y'all two go to lunch, right? And when you go to lunch, you walk in and you look to the right and you see a young lady there having lunch by herself.
Okay.
Do you think any way?
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I ate lunch by myself. I've gone to the movies by myself. Hell, I am good ass fucking company. By myself. I'm not gonna think any way of that, because I've done that shit. I had to do that shit to get to where I am. Like, if you can't date yourself, then how can you date somebody else?
So then you're not going to think no way of it, or you're going to think good of it because she's dating herself?
She's just dating herself. Like, I'm not going to think any bad thing about her. Like, okay, she's dating herself. Okay. You know, it happens.
What about you, Dre?
It definitely happens.
Man, shit. There's so much that happened to me with these damn relationships and shit. And I'm super petty, so...
That nigga lost.
Right, like, I don't know what you're doing, like, nigga. Like, nigga, did you not hear the fucking question about what the fuck was just asked? Yo, Ron, am I tripping?
That nigga was napping. It's all Gucci, though. It's Gucci. I'm not even mad at you. I even matched.
Dude, did you not hear?
Listen,
what question did you just?
I'm the last one to talk about somebody napping. I'm the last one to talk about it.
Like, hold down on the show, but I wouldn't sleep, bro. I'm just saying, this whole subject is touching to me. It's bringing back old fucking memories. Everything. I'm just like angry all over again.
I'm confused.
Okay.
I don't know.
I really got a damn near woosah. Like, what the fuck? Because it's like, y'all just don't know.
No, we don't. And like,
we don't know what
the fuck it's about. Okay, Ron. Valentine's Day is the 14th. My ex-fiance's birthday is fucking the 20th. Okay? The chick that I used to date, her birthday is the 21st. This other chick I used to date, her birthday was February the fucking 12th. And so, none of them bitches got me nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I had to then go out, buy stuff for Valentine's Day and for fucking birthdays.
So let me get this straight. Let me see if I understand this. So, bitch number one, birthday is in close proximity to Valentine's Day, and you buy her something for her birthday. You don't expect nothing back because it's not your birthday. You have something for Valentine's Day, and then she gives you nothing. Okay.
I'm like, my birthday.
Bitch number two comes. My birthday comes proximity to Valentine's Day. You get her something for her birthday. You don't expect nothing back. It's not your birthday. But Valentine's Day, you get her something. She gets you nothing. Interesting. Bitch number three comes. You playing yourself buying that bitch a stick of bubble gum. I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? this whole subject got me heated all over. I got the nerd call all the moment. Because they got their ass out.
Wait a minute. You the only motherfucker tonight.
Mm-mm. Don't do it.
Roy.
Don't do it.
Okay, we're not going to do it. You're the only one that's mad, Jay. You get so
mommy
emotional.
Old. Right? Wait, cause mom, wait, mommy old. You know the rest of that after mommy old.
Hey, nigga, you're the only motherfucker that's mad. You're the only one. I mean, this nigga done flashback to these old hoes.
This nigga, he said my first, second, and third girl. Like, nigga, you done went, you done quantum leap back to the fucking 80s.
I said quantum leap.
This nigga inside quantum leap show, just leaping around.
Leaping around on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, 1987. I ain't get shit. I got that bitch a fucking fucking carefree curl. You know what I'm saying? Jerry curl starter kit. That bitch ain't give me nothing.
She ain't give me nothing. She ain't give me no do rag for my shit when I was trying to catch my waves. Bitch ain't give me shit.
They give me shit. Woof. Nigga jumped through the portal. Quantum leap. Fucking Valentine's Day, 1996. I got this bitch a fucking John Madden. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Fucking Xbox. This bitch ain't give me nothing. Okay, I got to get rid of this hoe. No.
Why? That's the price of shit right
now. Still getting hoes gifts. Nigga, quantum leap to 2027. He's still buying bitches fucking Valentine's Day gifts.
No, if I could go back to time, hell no. I got to keep that shit dead in my fucking pot.
And then, see, this is what I'm talking about, Dre. See, this is the fucking thing, and it's not just you, but it's niggas. You over-gifting, nigga. You over-gifting. Like, you
exactly.
You say, you know what?
And
I'm going to get you a fucking top-notch gift, and then I'm going to get you a good gift, and then I'm going to get you a hella nice gift, and then I'm going to get you a okay. Nah, nigga, she get one gift, nigga. You get one gift. You over-gifting. You getting chains and fucking
see,
cars,
that's
and fucking,
like,
you know,
birthdays
coke.
And like a bottle of fucking weed. That's some bullshit. Like, I remember my fucking uncle told me, he said, man, when you find out their birthday is in the same month of Valentine's Day, you should have broke up with them. You should have even there started dating.
So let me get this straight. You had guidance and still fucked up? Nigga, get off the line.
No.
Kill yourself.
Ron, listen to me, my nigga, listen. So, every time I tell this dude something, some type of guidance to some shit, right? This nigga be like, I know. Right? They'll be like, I know. You know how people be like, I know what you're talking about, I know. But then, times are running. There's a complete opposite of what the fuck I said. And then get mad, you be like, I told you what to do. Why you ain't doing it? But since you knew. So this left me further understanding that this nigga been this way for a long time. Because your uncle said, and this is what you just said that your uncle said, once you found out that girl's birthday was in the same month as Valentine's, that you should have broke up with her. But no, your ass stayed with her, and you got her Valentine's Day and birthday gift, and she gave you nothing but anger.
This nigga got her, first of all, the nigga got her car shit. That's a whole fucking return gift. That's not even a fucking Valentine's or fucking birthday or Christmas. That's a tax return gift. That's a I love you, bitch. Can I move in here? Then the nigga said she wanted a coat. Nigga said, I'm going to get you a coat. Fuck you buying somebody a coat for in February when it's about to get nice. You buy the bitch two jackets. But no, you went and bought her a coat anyway. Okay, no doubt. All right, it's North Carolina. Fucking need a coat in North Carolina for in February. Whatever. Not even gonna ask you about that one.
Right,
then nigga went and got her some jewelry.
Right.
Nigga got jewelry. Nigga said, hey, I'm going to get you jewelry, another fucking gift. I'm like, Nick, and your uncle told you, don't fuck with these hoes. See, this is what I'm talking about. If I was your uncle, I'd punch you in your chest, nigga. I'd punch you right in your chest. If I was your uncle.
That is it. That is it. Then, not only do you punch him in the chest, you're going to punch him in his face to make him be a little bit smarter, too.
No, I'm not going to hit my nephew in the face. I'm not going to hit none of my family members or nobody I'm cool with. I'm not going to do that. You get in the chest. You get in the chest because that's some man shit. I'm not going to punch you in your face, though. See, you just violent. That's insight on how violent you are, kitty. That's what that is right there. You punch a motherfucker in the face for no fucking reason. For no reason. I mean, come on. This is love. This ain't you trying to make niggas enemies. No, this is love. He's just going astray. That's all.
I know. I'm not violent. I am not.
Dre, would you agree that she's not violent?
No. She's fucking violent. She quit that damn lie.
So Denise is listening. Shout out to Denise. Thank you to Denise. Thank you so much for hanging out. She said, I'm not his uncle, and I want to put him in his chair.
Thank you.
Because you be doing dumb shit. Like, nigga, you a dumb.
Man, first of all, I wasn't listening to my damn uncle back then. My uncle smoked crack. I wasn't listening to that motherfucker back then.
Nigga, I don't smoke crack.
I only messed up that one time with you. Other than that, I didn't take all your advice. That's why I didn't in a relationship.
Ron. You really believe it was one time he didn't listen to me?
You're not going to get me to keep, you know what I'm saying, going against my dude, Dre. So don't try to, you know what I'm saying, put no skills in between
one
us.
That she don't like. That's it. All
But Dre, nigga, your uncle told you, nigga, you know how much wisdom you can get from a crackhead? Lessons on Valentine's Day. Crackheads know what the fuck they talking about.
As much as crack as they probably smoke, they be knowing stuff. They got wisdom.
They be knowing shit. Listen, if you smoke crack, you get a PhD by default.
They be figuring shit out. It takes them not to figure some, you know, some crackhead shit out. They got to figure out how to get in your house to steal your shit without you knowing it.
See what I'm saying? And hey, this nigga go fucking throwing their wisdom out the window. I ain't gonna listen to no crack wisdom. He don't know what he talking about. Let me go spend all my money on this bitch.
Yeah. And then so she can go over there and lay up with some other nigga. So fuck. That me busted. Yeah, I put you on your
and I took all the shit back, and that's how I caught my first choice.
Wait, but this is where it gets worse, Amash. This is where it gets worse. It ain't the fact that he got it, because if you got it, you got it. You buy it for your, if you love your woman, you know what I'm saying, spend on her. I'm not trying to say be cheap on a woman you love. I'm not trying to say that. But this bitch is at the next nigga house. Just treating that nigga like he the motherfucking man. Oh, no. That bitch lucky she ain't get a bullet.
Trust me. It took everything in the world for me not to shoot that fucking house up.
I'm sure it did. You stupid.
See, that's the problem. That friend don't know. She knows the Dre that she met in 2012. She don't know the 90 Dre at all. She don't know that a nigga was a loose fucking cannon and was just itching the damn pop motherfucker.
Well, let me ask you a question. Which Dre did your crackhead uncle know?
Out here. Here's the reason why I tell people, don't ask me for no advice if you're not going to listen to me. Don't ask me no shit. None. Don't ask me nothing. Because if I'm telling you some shit, nothing I'm going to tell you is going to hurt or hinder you. I'm always going to put your interest first and tell you some good shit. Now, sometimes I may guide you real far to the left and tell you to do some fuck shit, but that's only because I feel like you need to live your life and you need to do some fuck shit. But yeah, there's some real shit, like with old Rockwall ass head. If I told y'all what the game was supposed to be with that bitch, you're going to be like, really, Dre? You got into a whole fucking relationship with this bitch, and you, this is what you did? Nigga, I told you what to fucking do, and you got it off to the left by yourself. Like you don't know how to hold on to the steering wheel. You just got off the road. Like, what the fuck are you doing? So, you can't be mad at nothing, but you chose to make whole life decisions. And you know what? We were talking about whole life decisions at work tonight.
Lessons learned on Valentine's Day. When Medisa take off, Dre, Imaj is coming for you. Let it learn on Valentine's Day. If Medisa take off, nigga, you better come guns blazing at Imaj. She coming for you.
No, I'm not going to be gone.
You stupid. Listen, we all have blind spots. Everybody do some. Listen, I remember one time when I was in college, man. There was this female, and I'm dealing with her. And she had me walking around campus looking for her best friend. Mind you, her best friend was up in building 10 getting the train ran on her. So my school was so gangster that the dorms didn't have names. The dorms had numbers. You know what I'm saying? So when I said she was in building 10, that was a dorm. So you had building 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And how hood and ghetto are you that they don't even give your fucking dorms names? So that just lets you know the environment that we were in. So I say all that to say that I went around campus knocking, yo, it's such and such here, it's such and such here, it's such. So I've done dumb shit for pussy before. So I'm not one to throw no stones. I'm just like, you know, nigga, I was in college, you was grown, nigga. like you should have listened to your uncle, nigga. The nigga was telling you right. My uncle was on crack neither, and the only thing my uncle told me was learn how to dribble with your left hand. That's what my crackhead uncle told me. He ain't give me no jewels like yours.
Denise said you brought that upon yourself, Drake. That's what she said, you brought that upon yourself. She didn't even deserve 2 pieces and a biscuit. And you bought her that system, that coat, whatever was it that you bought her, all that necklace. She didn't deserve it. You just out here giving too much, too soon. I don't care if you was with her 70 years. You shooting her too much too soon, and she out here laying up with the next nigga. Ew. Why is Nick putting these dogs on nasty kitty pictures up here again? Ew. Sorry. Scrolling on my Facebook. That's
terrible. You are something else.
What do you mean? Look at me. You know me. There ain't nothing about me changing because of that motherfucking Valentine's Day. Oh, Lord, so, okay. So, yeah, okay, this is real fire. So, you know the picture that's been floating around about Mario getting married or whatever?
About
it
what?
Says, I got an article that says Maya got married, supposedly got married.
Right, right, right.
Okay. But I'm reading an article that says Maya actually married herself to promote a new music video.
She married herself?
She married herself. That explains why you never saw a dude in none of these pictures. Yeah. Later, TMZ broke the story saying that Maya's wedding was reported that she married herself and she's both of the brides in the Truth video. Dang. Dang. Maya got y'all. Maya got y'all good.
Yeah. She got everybody.
Yeah.
The sky is falling.
And like, this one dude said he don't want to date nobody no more because Maya was his first love and she done married somebody else. No, nigga, she married herself.
I was listening to the radio on Wednesday and I heard them make that announcement. And I was like, oh, word. I wonder, I'm saying, who finally got that? And now you telling me that she got that. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, she got TC. Yeah, she married herself. Married herself. Maya, oh shit. That's all we gotta say about her. Yeah, you said. That's funny.
Technically, can you marry yourself?
Say what? I'm sorry, my Bluetooth fell out. Say what?
I mean, can you marry yourself?
You remember that lady who married herself some years ago? Like she had a
but what I'm saying
do
is, like, don't. But aren't you married to yourself by default?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I'm with myself all the time. I ain't never alone.
All the time. Never.
Okay. Never.
It's I claim myself on my taxes.
I'm head of the household. Oh.
I'm head of my household. You see what I'm saying? I share the rent with myself.
Yeah. Is that really fair? Because it's just myself.
I mean, I'm on my benefits. I pay for my health insurance.
Smoke by myself, drink by myself, all by myself, for real.
As we talk. Oh. Exactly.
Well, you really got to enjoy your company of yourself. Like, you know what? I'm going to marry myself. I feel like I have a good fit.
Listen, man. I love me some me.
Yeah. What? I love me some me. Bye. We'll talk about it.
But yeah, so but that that's she married herself.
That's what she said for a video. In a music video.
I mean, I guess if Dennis Rodman could do it, she could do it, right?
Dennis Rodman did it?
Yeah, he did it first. He did that. That was what? Wasn't it like
anybody
in
like
the
90s? Yeah, like 99 or something like that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, there you go.
You remember when he had the wedding dress on?
Yeah, because he had the wedding dress and everything. So that's when everybody knew Dennis had lost his mind.
Because
that nigga broke up with, he broke up with Carmen Electra and married himself.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, that's
maybe
bananas.
She was
and not a motherfucker over there with fucking, what's his name? Fucking Ho Chi Minh. Dumb old
Yeah,
something.
He over there chilling with that motherfucker.
But yeah, but that, I mean, it ain't new, but I didn't see that coming from her. But I mean, it is what it is. So, what else we got, boss?
I'm scrolling through these comments to see if we got JL says every day is Valentine's Day when it's pure and with the right purpose.
There go that nigga.
I mean, we understand that every day is. I be understanding that every day is Valentine's Day. I mean. Okay.
Every day is Mother's Day, and every day is your birthday, Coach Shaw Day. We get it. He's right. He's 1,000% correct. I'm being a jerk, but yeah, he's right.
My birthday is my birthday. April 21st is my birthday, and we celebrate that shit all F alone. So what? Yeah. Matter of fact, we're going to start March 21st. We're going to go to May 21st. Now what? What else you
want to do? All right. You want some other shit, but okay. Sure. Why not? Whatever she said.
Yeah, I always celebrated my birthday like that. I've always.
And you've always been on some other shit, and we've always been like, okay, yeah, whatever she said.
Yeah, whatever. I don't give a fuck. No, I don't care. No, I don't. What the fuck
was she saying? Not no fucking giving.
None. So, do we want to discuss how somebody treated us on yesterday? Do we want to discuss this?
That's up to you.
Discuss what? Discuss what? I ain't hear it.
I said, do we want to discuss how somebody treated us yesterday?
Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, my. No. I don't want to do it. I don't want to rehash
that. You don't want that?
To me, how I feel.
No. Was you about to come through the phone, nigga? Was you about to come through the phone? Because I almost came through the phone. That's why. That's why I activated the petty. That's why.
All right, so let's do this. We're going to ask the people listening, right? We're going to put a poll up. We're going to get a quick answer, and we're going to see what the people say, all right? The question is as follows.
What's the poll?
All right. When a black person talks to you like they white and you black, do you want to just stick your foot all the way up their ass so that the water on your knee quenches their thirst?
You people. Anytime anybody says you people, like any black person goes on the defense. Like, who the fuck is you people? Who the fuck is that? Now, I know Lawrence. I know Dre. And I know myself. I ain't never been no you people. And I'm not to be you people with you today. I've always been an individual. I don't know who the fuck you people are. Yo, all because, and then I wanted to throw up in our faces. I told you, remember, I told y'all I'm not coming in tomorrow. That's, you know. And I said it, sure did. I don't care. How can we know? And we give no fuck. They're gonna tell us. Y'all need to stop sending voice messages. I can't hear them. I don't give a fuck about what you got here.
So the motherfuckers gonna be condescending and hit us with the you people, right? Right? Like they, you know what I'm saying, on some high and holy and endowed shit. And but then when they're not able to do something as simple as listen to a fucking voice message, when they can't even listen to it, they can't do something as simple as that, and we have to stop our mode of communicating to fucking fall in line with how they want shit done. That just speaks of total arrogance. I mean, who the fuck are we that we have to just take all these fucking shots from this person? What's going on? I don't understand it. I don't appreciate it. I'm not having it.
Let me ask you this. Who is the boss around here? Who tells who what?
Well, the boss ain't you people. I know that. I know you people ain't the boss.
Like,
I know that shit.
How you gonna tell us who come in every week?
You people.
We you people. Like, we beneath you. Ma'am.
But that's okay. Listen. I'm going to say this. We have so much love for said person that it don't even bother us. Don't even bother us. But that you people shit, nigga, that you people shit. That's going to get somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to have to let you know about your Arizona ass.
Nigga, your people will jump down your throat calling somebody you people. What? Like, I'm not. You people.
Oh,
and what
shit.
Was crazy,
that's funny.
The three of us who was you people.
At the same time.
That's what made it so fucking funny. We all fought at the same time.
You people.
A part of me thought that shit was like, am I bugging? And then as soon as I thought I was bugging, I said, no, she thought I was bugging too. As soon as I thought I said, no, he thought she was bugging. Like, oh, we all caught the bing, bing, bing.
That's when we decided we're
going
to burn up that goddamn watch. If you're getting all your messages off, battery gonna die.
Never.
Your battery gonna die. Thank you for that. You're not gonna sit here going off all day, wrist just vibrate. Out here having orgasms about your motherfucking wrist because we making that shit motherfucking vibrate.
A wrist vibrate. A wrist orgasm.
Your wrist about to burn your wrist off because you decided to call somebody UP. You people. I wish y'all could have seen my face. I turned my nose up so quick. Y'all know I'm good for it. You people.
Oh,
walking to a. I don't care if you're the blackest of the blackity black people in the world. Walk into a room and just say you people and see what the fuck happens.
Oh,
maybe you done been out there with the Native Americans too long, and you think you one of them, and you're not going to say you people. No, you don't black it, black still. Is you people too?
All right, so hold
what?
On. So let me ask this question. Let's take a little quick laugh for a hot second. What does that mean that we take that so harshly? That you like when people that look not well. Let me see how I want to phrase this question. Why people want to disassociate from us? Why does that throw a flag up for us psychologically? Because we all caught that shit at the same time. Real talk.
And I think it's, and I'm not sure where it came from, but it's just in some, like, if it comes out one of the other's mouth, and when they say you people, you're like, yo, who is you people? Like, you try to figure out, like, are you saying you black people? You people, you human people? What the fuck are you saying? Because I need to know who you people is. So,
right. Who is you? I know what people is, but what the fuck is you mean now?
You, because I feel like you're missing something in between you.
Exactly.
Like, it could be you white people, you nigga people, you black ass
you stupid people,
you
you funky people.
You listen, what? So you short people,
That's what it is. It's a blank, and you're not filling in that blank. You're like, well, what the fuck is that blank? Right, I got you.
What?
That makes
you
sense.
You gotta figure out, like, you Negro neck having people, like, what the hell are you talking about? You weave wearing people, you eyelash wearing people, who are you talking to? Because
you
people, it needs an opening for it.
You bushy eyebrow people.
Hey, I used to be one of them people. Okay, sorry. You've been bushy eyed people in high school. But like, what do you mean? How is that? You people make me sick. Who are you people?
That's funny.
You light skinned, high young ass people? You people from North Carolina and Virginia and New York?
That's what it is. We recognize that that's an incomplete sentence.
Yeah.
No, we recognize that. You can complete that sentence, motherfucker. Complete the shit before we continue. What? Who the fuck is you people?
Because I need a subject and a predicate. What are you doing? Oh.
Right, you jerking me.
Who is you?
I need both.
I need all of it. I need this sentence to make sense. Mm-mm. No. You people.
I ain't gonna lie, the shit was funny, but the shit was rough. I was like, "What? Hold the fuck up!" Like, I get it, you know what I'm saying? But who the fuck is?
What made it funny? All of us called at the same time, and then and we were all like, "What?" And then it was like, it's like all of us were trying to send damn gifts and emojis at the same damn time. We couldn't do it.
That's what was funny.
And then when all them shit came through, you got to look at all them shit came through damn near the same time. That shit was like, what the fuck is going on with my phone? You know how you damn send a bunch of shit in the inbox and that damn bell or your vibrate? So I bet she had that bitch on vibrate. I bet she had that motherfucker sit on top of her desk. I bet that phone was catching hell.
No, it was her watch, nigga.
That's even worse. So if it was
that's
if she had on
worse.
That damn watch, that motherfucker, of course, she probably took that motherfucker off. Because it probably vibrated this shit out of her
ass. Listen, she got carpal tunnel now. right now because her fucking wrist was vibrating for the last 18 hours straight.
Exactly.
And now she's using her wrist doing something totally different. But we ain't going to talk about that. Not going to do it. So, Dre, let me ask you a question, Dre.
Yep.
I've been missing out on it. What's up with the Stud Bay Chronicles?
Oh, it's over with, because, shit, all of us damn got laid the fuck off at the same damn time. And she ain't got my Facebook or my phone number or my Instagram. Only one person that I was working with that got all of that, and that's old man Frank, white dude, damn, you know, they talk to me every day at work. He was cool as fuck. And
so you telling me you ain't with her no more and you ain't get the pussy?
No. That motherfucker, man, she was all over the place. That motherfucker, she probably would have got me beat up with her damn hours looking. That damn girl popped the shit out of her. And she supposed to be the damn stud. She had that shit was swollen.
Well, obviously, the other chick has a job, too, and she goes to work. Sunday is home now. This is the time you're supposed to be changing her back to the home team, nigga. She on the away team. You got to be changing her back to home team. Come on, Dre. The world is counting on you to shift things back into the balance that they should be.
So, Ron, how you feel about old girl that fell from the damn stripper pole?
Oh, my God. You
do know she got up to almost 20-some thousand on her GoFundMe page, right? Wendy Williams turned around, had her on the show, and gave her like 10,000.
So that's where I was headed with this. I'm like, I don't know her situation as far as medically, meaning does she have benefits? Does she not have benefits? No, I'm saying I don't know that. If she has benefits, then falling and breaking your jaw is never a good thing. But if you have benefits to pay for that and take care of that, then this is definitely a fucking come up. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a
come
up.
That's what everybody's saying since she hit a fucking lick. Because she was only trying to get her jaw fixed and where it broke. But now she had enough to get the damn, she had a crack hip. I think she either broke her arm or she did something to her arm. I know she's knocked out.
She
said a couple of teeth.
She got hurt. She got some real bills that's going to be ahead of her if she don't have, you know what I'm saying, coverage. If she don't got coverage, then this money is not going to, that money ain't going to pay for her medical bills.
Nope.
That shit don't pay for her medical bills for fucking broken bones, nigga. $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
That's nothing. Exactly.
That's
why I was like, man, she probably going to take shit. She probably get her jaw fixed and everybody.
So, I mean, if she ain't got no medical coverage, then, oh, man. But if she got coverage, then, you know what I'm saying, she got a little come up right there. You know what I'm saying? She got a little come up. And then when she go back, you know what I'm saying, if she choose to go back to stripping, now she can market herself totally different. You know what I'm saying?
And the funny part is
that Gabba Jamal. You know what I'm saying?
It's like everybody asking her about how she fell and how she feeling. Nobody asking this bitch when she fell, what gave her the energy to get up and keep twerking like ain't nothing happened. Nigga, they keep saying she fell 15 feet. That's about 20 to 25 feet. That shit was way up her. If I'd have fell that damn hard, I would have laid there to the damn meat wagon tank and got me, nigga. Put me on the damn stretch.
Nigga, I heard them talking about it, and they was like, yo, once she fell and then she started again, it's almost disrespectful that there wasn't a flood of dollars coming at that point. Like, everybody's seen her fall. And if I'm wrong and everybody didn't see her, then everybody heard the bitch fall. You know what I'm saying? And at that point that you either see or hear her and you don't go in your pocket
and throw a dollar at her, you are the worst man in the world. You're the worst person in the world. Like, come on, son. She just fell 20 feet. You ain't got $10 for her? Not 10? Not 15? Nothing? So, but yeah, she, hopefully she has benefits. I swear I hope she got benefits. And if she don't got benefits, then that club, she need to sue them niggas. You there, Dre?
I ain't on
either.
Okay,
this must be jacked up.
Huh?
Yeah. Your headphones must be jacked up because I heard you. Now, Dre coming in and out.
And because he got a raggedy phone anyway. But he out there talking up under the water, trying to sing songs yesterday, sounding like he up under the rain. But they, well, you know, being that she's an independent contractor, if she don't have insurance or whatever, she about to be SOL. Like,
exactly.
So I hope she, you know, gets it together. And then, you know, she says she doesn't want to strip anymore, so she's not going back to the pole.
I bet after that goddamn pole.
I tell you this, man.
The whole crowd said, ooh.
But nobody went up there to try to help her and see if she was okay.
And the two fucking bitches that was on the stage, they looked at her and just like, oh, well. Like, bitch, how about that? What the fuck?
At first, I was saying to myself, I was like, I know I see another person there, but that can't be another person because they're just so cold-hearted.
It was two on the stage. It was one where she fell at. She was sitting in like a split, and then there was another one sitting on the other side of her. And she was walking down. She was getting ready to get off the stage.
I'm done. These bitches is tagging in and tagging
you,
out.
You knew
and this
happened
almost killed her.
You knew this shit was hard when you heard it on that girl's phone, and they were sitting way at the top. Where them girls was at, that shit said, bah! She said, ooh, is she all right? Now, imagine you being in the club and hearing that shit over the speakers. That shit was loud over the speakers. That bitch, and then she gonna keep twerking. She had a concussion. She didn't know where she was at.
I don't know what to say. I'm literally speechless.
Yeah, yeah, that made me change my life too. I'm falling damn near from damn heaven.
Nigga, you don't listen to nobody. You don't listen to your body when it falls, no nothing. You want to listen. Your ass would have got right back up there and got the stripper because you don't listen.
Hey. Nigga, I done fell out of a tree before, and that shit hurt. She landed on a fucking hard-ass fucking stage with light. I would have laid there. They would have heard me crying over the damn music. That shit hurt. That hurt me when she fell. I felt that shit.
Because Dre's a crier.
What that dude, what that black man say on that video back in the day, he got beat up on the bus, call the ambulance. Call the ambulance. That's what I'd have been saying. Call the ambulance. Then that bitch gonna look back after she done damn fell and gonna look at her. I bet she laughed. I know the bitch laughed. I felt that girl said she just said fuck it and kept twerking with a broke jaw, missing teeth, probably had blood in her mouth.
Tell me about it.
Well, we've talked about everything except for Valentine's Day. Well, we talked about it in Dre flashback to 87, 83, 27.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, man. Oh, but she, oh, that's why they got married. She pregnant. Oh, that's so cute. Next week we'll be here. We'll be here to do other shenanigans. I guess Medusa gonna come in next week. Ain't no motherfucking holiday or no shit.
It's gonna be something else. You know what I'm saying? She might have to, you know what I'm saying, do some post President's Day shit.
Right, and so that's Monday. That's Monday, so she might have to. She might have a post President's Day sale that she need to go to. That
right.
That's pressing on her spirit.
Right.
This is for Obama, baby. Hit this pussy for Obama. We need him back in the White House.
Right. She got to go to. See, it's actually what they doing is they got a special at Home Depot. So she got to get a sledgehammer. She got to get some fucking tape. She got to get some rope. Because
you know she
likes
to tie that nigga up.
We don't hear nothing
from that nigga next week. Wellness check.
Wellness check.
Wellness check. We doing wellness checks on this nigga. Because she be holding that
something
nigga hostage
right.
for days, dehydrating him.
Oh, shit. Fuck it for President's Day. Fuck me, baby, like Donald Trump already fucking us anyway. Hit this pussy.
Ew.
Dre, once again, I'm about to watch you.
I never did know to do it. Yeah, he's great.
Wow. Okay, so we'll be here next week.
See you tomorrow, lady.
We'll see. We'll see what's going on. We'll see what's happening.
There we are.
What you say, Blake? I'm wrong.
Deuces.
Okay. So, we'll see y'all next week. Be good. Don't do no shit that we wouldn't do. Don't put your butt on nobody's grown ass line or whatever. So we'll see y'all next week. Good night. Killing the white woman.
Done.